to keep.
Keith, what do you think has been the difference from last year to this year for you?
So I've worked a lot with one of our assistant pitching coach, Josh Hedinger. He kind of went through a similar thing at Tech a few years ago. He went to high school, or he was went to my high school, and he went through here and kind of like struggled with location some. So I've worked with him on some of the stuff that he kind of did to, you know, get that pitch down the middle and throwing strikes and all that. It's helped a lot. I've kind of found a little bit of a cutter that's helped me work off of that and stay behind the ball. So
I guess it must feel pretty good to get where you are now compared to where you were before.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, this is my first time being interviewed, and it's my fourth year here. So I've been messing with everyone here, like, hey, what do I do? You know, I'm a senior, and I'm asking freshmen what to do. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, this is my, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs my 4 years here. I've enjoyed all of them, though. Glad to be here. You know, heck of a ride.
You look like you're just more comfortable out there on the mound. Is that a fair observation?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything just feeling better off my hands. You know, it makes me not have to worry about, you know, getting ahead or throwing strikes as much. And so it kind of just makes me more confidence, you know, more comfortable up there. And just when I've got my stuff working, I feel like if I can throw strikes and get ahead of you, I can beat anybody. So that's kind of what I try to work off of.
You were a starter in high school, but the way you're used now out of the bullpen, what's your range as far as innings, that type of thing?
Well, you know, I think, you know, because I started some my freshman year and then a good bit my sophomore year here too as well. So I've always been able to take up innings. You know, right now I'd say I could probably give you 5 innings. By the end of that, you know, I'm down for 6-7 days. But, you know, I'm very comfortable with, you know, right now probably going 2 innings and being good with a day rest off of that. Okay. You know, so, I mean, I think with my arm, well, how it feels right now, I should, you know, be good to go 3 innings and be good in 2 days right now. So
tell us about the cutter. How do you – I think you were talking, when we talked over the summer, you were still talking, about working on it.
So it's a pitch that has really helped me, you know, find the feel of a fastball off of it. You know, some days it'll be hard and a true cutter, and then the other days, kind of like today, it'll just be like a really pretty hard slider. And, you know, either one I feel like works for me. I like when I throw to righties, I can try to make it move more and miss a barrel. When I throw it lefties, I can try to get on top of it and make it dive more, you know, so it doesn't go into a barrel. So I feel really confident with that pitch. I mean, I love throwing it. It's really changed my outlook as a pitcher when I'm throwing to guys, I feel like.
Did you throw it at all before this year?
So last summer, actually, I kind of started messing with it. And, you know, it worked out pretty well when I was, you know, I throw it once per outing, just kind of a, you know, just see how it works. And during the fall, I kind of had it, and I came back in the spring, and it just felt phenomenal. So I worked off of it a lot in the inner squads, and, you know, it's been there for me. Feels really good out of my hand. It helps me with all the other pitches. So,
where'd you pitch in the summer?
So I pitched in the Sun Belt League for the Brookhaven Bucks. I kind of stayed around local. Just, you know, I wanted to get some work in, but I also wanted to, you know, stay around here for my last summer, probably before anything else. You know.
I was going to ask if it helped you with the pitches.
Yeah, absolutely. The feel off of that cutter kind of helps me get the feel off of all my other pitches. So I think it's helped a lot.
And you like knowing you're going to be a bullpen guy.
You know, I think we've got 3 phenomenal weekend starters right now. I think they're going to be great. We've got a couple of young guys that can fill in midweeks and do just a great job, like Court Roding did today. So I love the fact that I can be a setup guy for Tristan English, for Jonathan Hughes. They're both back of the bullpen, great guys. And if I can get us to them, you know, with a lead, then I feel confident we can beat anyone if we can get ahead of them.
You and Jonathan have sort of gone through the same type of thing, and now you're both arrive at the same time. That has to be pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. I played with Jonathan my last 2 years of high school, summer ball. So we knew each other pretty well. You know, we kind of went through the same thing, struggling with some location and stuff. And, you know, it's awesome that we're both kind of clicking at the same time, you know, because he's got incredible stuff. He's a great pitcher. You know, I'm seeing him now what I saw on him back when he was that second rounder for a reason.
Right.
It looks really good.
Anything else, guys?
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys.
We'll get some more.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith.